Vic Fangio has just called in on the Ring Central guest line. We are delighted. Vic, thank you for working with us with our clock. We appreciate it. And we are excited to talk to you about the new 49er, Jimmy Ward. How are you, Vic?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, Vic. Good, man. We're doing good. We're trying, you know us. I mean, we're just up here trying to, like, make it happen for 4 hours. We don't know Jimmy Ward like you know him. We want some information to be smarter 49ers fans. So maybe tell us about the first time you came across Jimmy Ward and what you saw in him that you guys as an organization liked.
Well, that was the first time I came across him was when we watched some tape on him. And then we had him in here for a visit in April at some point and got to know him there a little bit. But he's a guy that Trent's liked for a while throughout this draft process. Trent had a lot of feel for him, and he's kind of a versatile defensive back. He's played safety, and he's played the nickel back position, and we kind of see putting him in those same spots and letting him compete with the rest of our guys and see what happens.
You know, a lot of people said the first reaction was safety. You have Reed and Bethea to play safety. So is there, I don't know, is it redundant or is he more of a nickel corner guy?
Well, he's got the versatility to play the nickel corner position, you know, we hope, and we'll see if he can when he competes with the other guys that we have here. And that's a position that in today's game plays a lot. Our starting nose tackle here the last few years, you know, Isaac Sopoaga and last year Glenn Dorsey, our fifth defensive back that has played more than those guys have. So, you know, you really got 12 starters on defense, and anymore, you know, you got your 11 in your 3-4 package, and then when you go to your fifth DB, he's also a starter, too, and that guy has played, you know, upwards of 60% for us the last 2 years. So you got 12 starters on defense, not 11. I just wish they'd let us play 12 at once. That would help.
That'd be really good. That's an interesting stat that the fifth corner has played more than Dorsey and Sopoaga. That's very illustrative. How much is a rookie – what's the adjustment for a rookie to play that position? You know, like for a quarterback, for example, there's an entire offense to learn or playbook to learn. Is it as simple as, of course it isn't, but I'm oversimplifying, just go cover that guy? Or is there a huge learning curve for a kid coming out of Northern Illinois to play a slot corner?
There can be a huge learning curve there, not just for a kid out of Northern Illinois. It could be out of any college here, not just Northern Illinois. It could have been Stanford or Cal, be the same thing. And, you know, basically the nickel position is a guy that has cover skills, but is essentially playing when you play zone defenses, he's like a linebacker. So it is a lot for them to learn besides the safety or corner position that they learn for the base package.
Yeah, we're talking to Vic Fangio a couple more minutes here as he tells us about Jimmy Ward, the new 49er, the first-round draft pick who played safety and corner at Northern Illinois. Vic talking about using him as a slot corner. In fact, could you maybe just give a little more information on just the trend? You've been around the NFL so long, you know the deal. How much more prevalent is the spread and the multiple receiver set than it was however X number of years ago when you were coaching?
Well, it's very different now. I think to use the word spread is not the right word. It's just teams are playing three receivers or four receivers on the field at one time much more than they used to. And I would say it wasn't 10 years ago or 15 years ago for sure that, you know, the numbers were flipped. You were in your base defense, your nose tackle would have played 60-some percent, and your fifth DB would have played 30-some percent. You know, and it's gradually been a shift to where your fifth DB now plays more than your nose tackle.
It's incredible. And I guess the kid, one concern, he had a foot surgery. Can you tell us anything about that? How would it limit him in practice, or as you guys could be able to work him in the summertime?
I'm not sure of his timetable on that. I don't think it was a major concern for us moving forward in the long term and as far as training camp goes. But I'm not exactly sure where he's at and whether he'll be able to partake in the OTAs or not. That's something that Trent would have a better answer for you there. I don't know the exact timetable.
And one other thing, Vic, I know this probably doesn't apply to you as much as it does to your special teams, but apparently the kid blocked a lot of kicks at Northern Illinois. Is that something that you guys ever talked about or caught your eye?
Well, I'm sure Brad's talked about it and seen it happen. kicks are a little harder to block in the NFL than they are in college. But if he's got a knack for that, we'll certainly try and utilize him there. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Well, yeah. Take it. How busy are you guys going to be today? I mean, do you have some guys on the defensive side of the ball that you're telling Trent, hey, don't forget about these guys?
No, Trent does a good job of ducking me during these drafts.
Does he?
He knows what I'd say, so he kind of stays away from me.
Oh, the war room. All right, Vic. Hey, we appreciate you coming on the Murph and Max show. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to hear you.
Have a great draft, all right?
All right. Thanks, guys.